Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 62nd week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When it says, that ye fall not out by the way, he's literally saying, don't get distracted and don't be troubled. All this going on, you hurry back. Then I remember saying this when I closed last week's lesson. Now, y'all come back now, you hear? He wanted to hasten this up. Don't be distracted and don't think that there's some kind of trick or trick. Literally, it's talking about don't be troubled, trying to figure this out. How in the world did Joseph go from a pit to the ruler of Egypt? Don't be troubled. Just do it, okay? Just accept it. Well, in verse number 25. And they went up out of Egypt, and they came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. And he had told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is the governor over all the land of Egypt. And look at this next clause. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. Now remember, he's been gone for 22 years and he thought he was dead. Jacob thought that Joseph was dead. Now, the boys didn't tell. Remember, we backtracked a few chapters back. When the boys came to dad, to Jacob, they just showed him that coat of many colors. It was all ripped, had blood and all on it, all ripped up. They didn't say that an animal killed Joseph. They just showed it to dad. And dad just surmised, some wild beast has killed Joseph. Okay? So, and the brothers didn't tell him anything different. So he believed for 22 years that Joseph had been, you know, was dead. And Jacob's heart fainted. Now, the word fainted here literally means stopped. Not just when it says his heart fainted, you know. No, it stopped. And because you say it's going to revive again, I'm not saying he died, but he was just in so much shock that his heart just stopped for just a moment. For he believed them not. I can't believe this. Verse number 27. And they told him all the words of Joseph. Listen, Dad, here's what Joseph, which he had said unto them. And then look at that. And when he saw the wagon, it's one thing to hear, it's another thing to see. Dad, if you don't believe us, look out the window. When he saw the wagons which Joseph has sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. You get the picture? His heart fainted. I don't believe you. Why are you playing this trick on me? Dad, we're not lying. Look out the window. He looked out the window. He saw all these wagons. Wow. What you're saying, it must be true. And Israel said, it is enough. Again, I mentioned this last week, how it goes from Jacob to Israel. Jacob didn't believe. And you can check this out. Whenever it's referred to Jacob, it refers to him as somebody who has doubts. But when we refers to Jacob as Israel, which remember wrestling God, you know, or Jesus at the ladder and let me go. I will not let you go till you bless me. Let me go. I will not let you go till you bless me. He touched his hollow of his thigh, his hip. Yeah. And even today, I think the Israelites they say somebody don't eat that part of the meat or something. Anyway, Jesus told him, your name is no longer Jacob, but Israel, because now you believe. Well, we've seen this that transition again here in verse number 27, 28. Jacob said, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Until he looked out the window, his spirit revived, and now in verse number 8, he's referred to Israel. Isn't that interesting? Israel said, it's enough. My son, Joseph, my son, is yet alive, and I will go and see him before I die. His focus wasn't upon those goods and all the corn and all those wagons. He said, it's enough to know that my son Joseph is still alive. That's really all I want. All these things are great, and I appreciate it, but it thrills my soul to know He'd probably been mourning for 22 years. You know, I've lost a child, you know, and many of you have lost a child, and it's difficult. You constantly think of the death, and, well, I won't say you, well, there's some mourning. And he never forgot Joseph because that was his favorite. And when he said, Israel said, it's enough. It's enough. And by the way, whatever God gives us, it's enough. It's enough. All those other things out there, all that Jacob or Israel was concerned with was his son. It's enough. Well, you know, there's a lot of things out there, but all we ought to be concerned is with God's son. He's enough. Doug and the boys sing one of my favorite, when they sing one of my favorite songs, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Why? Because it's enough. You can have riches and men's applause and land. Ever how that song goes, you know, castles and land and fame. But with Jesus, it's enough. And that's how Jacob was, or Israel. It's enough. It's enough. Joseph is alive. And that's enough for me. That's all I need. And then Israel said this, I want to see him before I die. Because he says, I will go and see him before I die. Well, the testimony of faith comes from Israel, not Jacob. When Jacob was in charge, we saw a whining, complaining, unbelieving type of man. In contrast, Israel, the man God had conquered, had a testimony of faith. And just remember this, and I said this last week. You see, God sees what we don't see, you see. I wrote that down in my Bible. You know, I get a lot of quotes from different people, but that was my quote. Don't you steal that, you know. You see, God sees what we don't see. You see? Remember Joseph telling his brothers, you didn't see this. You threw me in the pit, but God saw it. You see? God sees what we don't see. You see? You understand? Well, that's where Joseph had come to that place. Well, he realized that God was working in his life. And when we come in that place and things happen and we don't understand, why is this happening to me? Whether it's sickness or death or whatever it may be. Whatever. God sees what we don't see. You see? May we understand it that way. And this does not mean we just blindly walk through life, you know, just like a blind dog in a meat house, you know, or whatever. No. We trust God. No, He's sovereign. He has a perfect plan and a perfect purpose in all of our lives. So you see, God sees what we don't see. You see? And this ain't the end of the story. It gets better and better. Next week we'll get into Genesis chapter 46. And it talks about all those people, and there's about 70 of them coming. And then Dad finally gets to see his son. Well, what reunion that's going to be. Our Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you most of all for Jesus, who paid that sin debt on Calvary, that we could have life eternal. Lord, we thank you that we can just trust you in things that happen in our life that we don't understand. Lord, we probably would want it to happen differently, but Lord, we know you're a great God, and Lord, you make no mistakes, so we just trust you. Lord, because you see what we don't see. And may we see that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for coming. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.